Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Bro, what's this fly doing, bro?
This fly is annoying, bro.
Let's address it, man.
This fly is
everywhere, bro. Somebody stinks. Somebody stinks.
You got it?
I feel like I got it.
Oh, there it is, there it is. I knew that was coming as well, you know. I couldn't stop it.
What are you loving?
Because I can tell when you're about to, like, I'm saving it.
There's a lot to say, but hold on. All right, cool. Let's just get started, man.
Specs, bring something to the table.
Jordy, you want to help me here?
T, you got Bam Bam Bigelow socks on.
T?
It's the worst socks I've ever seen.
T.
I'm forgetting what the brand
Yo,
is.
Yo, this is
what
childish.
Is
Hot Wheels. It's Hot Wheels.
They're actually probably my most expensive socks. I forget what the brand is.
Okay, Bill Gates.
All right, we want to talk about socks and being Bill Gates.
This one's the worst sorts of thing, man.
Yeah. No, it's like Palm. I think that might be Palm Angels.
Oh.
Nah, you're wrong. The Dior.
This guy's cold. I love this guy.
Dior Palm Angels, you know.
I'm not. Oh, one sec. I'm not saying that excuses him, but he has like. Shh.
Dazza, you're laughing too much with this. Is this a jumper, t-shirt, cardigan? What the hell, a shirt? What is this?
He looks like Silvio from The Sopranos.
Yeah, that's a Soprano outfit. So.
What's this, Palm Angel?
It's Palm Devils.
Palm Devils! Palm Devils!
Oh my God. Boys, I'm going to introduce the panel now before we get into our top 10 summer transfer window transfers into the Premier League. It's always good. Last year was good. Year before was good. We're never wrong, is the good thing about this. And we're never biased about the teams that we support in making these lists. That's also a good thing.
Facts.
So from my right to my left, he's sitting on a booster seat. He's dressed like Tony Soprano. His name's Big Daz, a.k.a. Yed, a.k.a. the one and only, a.k.a. Mr. Not That Easy.
A.k.a. No Shoulders. Let me just put it out there. Since
everyone was leaving it.
Huh? Yeah, a.k.a. No Shoulders.
Remember at Carnival?
Remember
at Carnival they said, though? When they said they saw you live, they were like, your shoulder's actually there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man.
Liars.
Probably the camera. I know you lot have been editing. You lot have been doing a lot of editing to the way I look anyway. I see it.
Next on the panel, he lost another race, not to a former Premier League fullback this time, to Stephen Tries.
Making us
an internet funny man, a hilarious YouTube comedian, beat him in a race and it wasn't close. The Carragher one felt close. Yeah, I don't know if you've seen it. Specs running on Sky. This one wasn't close. Specs gave up halfway through.
I mean, if you lot have been to St. James Park, you will know that stand over there is high. I didn't know it was that
Stephen
high.
Stephen Tries didn't seem to struggle.
He's like 16 years younger than me.
You don't remember a few weeks ago when you said that you had East African stamina?
I do.
And you had pace.
Do you want me to laugh? I swear on Points Life, Stephen Tries will beat everyone here in that same race. He'll beat Steve-O. He'll beat Jordy. I'm not going to mention Dazza. Yeah. Miles, he'll beat you, and you've been going gym for 16 years. He'll beat you. So it is what it is.
But he beat you.
Enough about getting beat by Stephen Tries. You lot, a lot of men want to get beat by Stephen Tries.
Next on the panel, he beat Terrell in a race. His name's Jordy, not Jordan. He's wearing Birkenstocks. He's a new man. He's going on holiday this week.
Yeah, everything's about comfiness now, man.
You're just copying me, because I went on holiday, you're going on holiday now.
Where you going? Where you going?
Holidays are copying.
Yeah, wait, of course they are. Where you going?
I'm going Greece.
Oh, I've been there. So no, nothing new here.
He's dying for a win, isn't it? He said he's dying for a win.
Next on the panel, we got Stephen the Madman. He's wearing a version of Spex's hat. He's wearing sunglasses on the show.
That hat's
which
hard.
I thought was banned.
Nope. I'm taking them off right now. I just wanted to let people know that I've landed when I came, so I wanted to take them off.
Landed? You didn't go anywhere. You copying Spex's holidays?
Nah. I go a bit further out than you. Then I.
Yeah, he went Florida. I can't. Yeah, he went Florida, man.
I copy no one's holidays. You try copying mine, yeah? Go on, carry on, sorry.
His name's Stephen the Madman. He has a timeshare in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
What? Go on.
Yeah.
Why don't you have one in Barbados?
Hey, guys, hey, what's a timeshare? Can me and PK don't know what's going on there?
Basically, you pay for a percentage on a house and you get access to it X amount of weeks a year.
Okay.
And you can rent it out for year, weeks can, a year. Yeah,
lease it.
But it's not just Florida, it's around the world.
So, okay.
Anyway, Steve the Madman.
Steve the Madman, King of Snapchat. Bada Bing.
What words is the Bada Bing? The Bada Bing was the club that Tony Soprano owned, by the way.
Bada Bing.
Next on the panel, he went to the R&B dance yesterday, and I can't believe it. He stood on stage behind the DJ. Didn't see it coming. His name is Miles. Mileage.
Boring. When is he going to travel? When is he going to see the world?
Oh, hey, Miles, you batter that one, you know? Miles, you batter that one.
Miles had the nutties on, man.
Did you hear what he said? What did you say?
He said, yeah, it's a nutties on.
He laughed again. This guy's crazy. Right,
they're terrible trainers, by the way. Yo, it's Miles, a.k.a. Wiles, a.k.a. the best looking guy on YouTube. R&B, good rave, man. I was there at the back with Poet. Poet did an interview in his terrible Burberry shoes, tried to get me involved, didn't want to do it.
The loafers?
Yeah.
Duh, but
yeah, it was a good weekend, man. It was a good weekend.
Next on the panel, he's had 2 Man of the Match awards this season, having not had any last season.
I think I had like 2 or something.
Okay, but he started the season in ridiculous form.
Did they give you something for that, like an award?
Yeah, just a little pat on the back.
Oh, you don't get to get like something physical?
Nah, you get a pat on the back, yeah.
Have you had a Man of the Match before?
Only when he gave himself. He'd come in the group like every other week. Brother. Like, ask Poet. I was Man of the Match today.
Hold on. Do you remember the screenshot I sent you from the police saying that I was Man of the Match?
Okay. From the police?
Yeah, he plays in the over 31st police league. Yeah. Ooh. Is it a police league or do you play with a police team?
It's very specific.
Policeman get you Man of the Match.
Yeah. Mad. That means you're a top informer.
Informer? I don't know.
We're looking for your dear.
And you boom boom down. Wait, what?
Last but not least, on the panel, we got a man who had Young Spray, very funny episode of Gasworks. Young Spray's a hilarious man. His name's Poet, Poet's Corner. He was also standing on the stage doing this.
He was getting a dab.
What's that one?
Yeah,
what's
he
that
was
one?
Dabbing, he was dabbing.
Whoa, wow.
Oi, 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 T. Do the dab.
Oh my God. It's up there, he's got to get higher.
You got no shoulders, you got a booster seat. This stings, a bald patch, like.
I ain't got no bald patch.
Yeah. Whoa!
Emirates.
Tilt your head.
That was shiny, bro.
Look!
Matting.
That's at Emirates Stadium. Whoa! Oi.
He's got a dome.
Oi, Emirates.
Allianz Arena. No, Allianz Arena.
Oh, Emirates Stadium.
That is at Emirates Stadium.
I take it out. Anyway. I take your hat off as well, Steve-O.
No, just
chill. Chat to them, Steve-O. Hey.
Nah, your thing's not good, bro.
No, wait, don't do that. That's because
is that someone put a hair on the rugby ball?
Steve-O, oh my look, who's here, man? You're from Uganda. You're from Uganda, man.
All right, boys. This has been the craziest transfer window in history, I would say.
Yes, it has. It has. I saw Cuadrado at
Inter. I think it's been pretty ugly.
Cuadrado's at Inter.
Phil Krug went where?
Dortmund.
Stinks. Who went Dortmund? Phil Krug is the striker from Werder Bremen.
First call up at 30.
I'm so confused.
What?
What are these?
What are what? What?
You slipped me some monkey things under the table, T.
What is that?
Monkey sweets.
What monkey? Let me see this.
I swear to God.
Why would I
do
that?
I don't know. I had to stop it. I'm like, why would I do that?
Are you going to try one? Monkey sweets. Nah, man.
right? What is it? It's nothing to do with me. What are you talking about?
What did he say it was? Wait. He said salted or something.
No, I did not say that. I did not say that. Salted licorice.
Oh, salted licorice.
Licorice?
That sounds like...
licorice!
Boys, Filthy Film Club was a big success last time we did it.
No, it wasn't, man.
We watched Barbarian. The crowd watched it. Probably increased Disney Plus's streams through the roof. So I figured we'd do it again. Now we've got two possible films we could do it for. Right?
Go on, T. Go on.
First one is a film called They Clone Tyrone.
Oh, I'm on watching that.
I ain't watched it yet.
I ain't watched it yet.
I've seen that, but it looks dumb.
You'd be surprised. It does look dumb.
What's the second option?
The second option, Miles, I'm glad you asked, has your uncle in it.
Huh?
I found that out yesterday.
Your uncle, Jackie Chan. The movie is called Hidden Strike. It's on Netflix. And it's your uncle, Jackie Chan, with...
Shall I say?
John Cena.
Oh, we have to watch it.
Yeah, why not?
Jackie Chan and John Cena.
Can I just ask one question?
Please.
Has John Cena got a gun on him?
A shotgun?
No, I'm not watching it. I don't like when wrestlers are holding a gun on the front cover.
Oh, we've got to get the crowd involved. Hidden Strike or...
Hidden Strike.
They Clone Tyrone.
Hidden Strike.
They Clone Tyrone.
Hidden Strike because we have no idea what it's about.
They Cloned Tyrone has got great talking points.
Yeah, but you've seen it already. You haven't seen Hidden Strike. None of us have seen Hidden Strike.
I'm going to vote for They Clone Tyrone now because
he's an idiot.
You're a bad salesman.
Yeah, man.
Okay, cool.
John Cena, I'm with you. I'm on your table.
No. I have to go to a vote.
Poet, Hidden Strike or They Clone Tyrone?
They Clone Tyrone.
PK.
Hidden Strike.
They Clone Tyrone.
What?
No, you said Hidden Strike.
I'm out of this. I'm out of this.
Miles, what are you doing?
No, but just because he done what I done, I'm going what he went.
As much as I love niche Jackie Chan, John Cena films, I'm going to go with Tyrone.
Jordy?
Hidden Strike.
Specs?
Hidden Strike.
Yes.
Hidden Strike wins.
Come on.
But you voted.
But I wanted that. But he's always going to go against me because it's me. Hidden Strike, crowd.
This transfer window has been crazy. Stupid amounts of money spent. Alexis Sanchez and Marko Arnautović ended back at Inter
Milan. Crazy.
But we've done our top 10 best signings of the window. Now, what I'm going to do before we get into that is I'm going to go through who we said were the best in the January transfer window.
Ooh.
We said, and this was majorly because Miles had him second, Tete was the 10th best.
Oh, he's put in numbers. He's done all right.
No, he hasn't.
Put in numbers? What numbers is he putting?
He'd scored before the list came out, by the way.
I think he's thinking about Kenny Tete.
No, I'm talking about the one who played for Fulham. The one who played for Fulham, right? Tete.
You're talking about the Tete, Leicester City, right winger, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm talking about Kenny.
Number 9 was Weghorst.
Mm-hmm.
Number 8 was Jorginho.
Yep.
Number 7 was Marcel Sabitzer. January was bad.
Bad.
Jorginho should have been higher. Number 6 was Mikhailo Mudryk.
Oh my god.
Number 5 was Anthony Gordon.
Oh, that's not too bad. That's not too bad.
He was bad. Yeah.
Number 4, Keylor Navas was good for Forest.
He saved them last season.
Number 3, Enzo Fernandez. He is great. Number 2, Benoit Badiashile.
I haven't seen him. Stunk. I haven't seen him since.
Number 1 was Leandro Trossard.
Oh, yes.
Come on.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back to last summer quickly with the top 10 for last summer's window. Number 10, definitely underrated, Sven Botman. Number 9, probably underrated, Nick Pope. Number 8, Romeo Lavia. Number 7, Richarlison. Number 6, Alexander Isak. Number 5, Raheem Sterling. Number 4, Alexander Zinchenko. Number 3, Christian Eriksen. Number 2, Gabriel Jesus. Number 1, Erling Haaland.
Yes. We got that's right. That's good. We're actually great. We're sensational. Yeah, we're
noble. I would put Jesus a bit later on. Still put him in the top 10, no, but I put him later on. That's all. Jesus.
And now we get into the 2023-24 summer transfer window. Players incoming into the Premier League top 10. I'm going to list some players that did not make our final top 10, but did get votes from at least 2 people. Rasmus Højlund.
Who picked up Rasmus Højlund?
Margs and Lippi.
Oh, not Jordy.
Based on...
Was your list based on 4 games?
Some for some players. So it was whatever argument I want to swing by. Do you know what I mean? So I can use that.
Yeah, you can, yeah. Calvin Bassey, didn't make it. Got two people voting for him. I'm guessing Vujan Poet know him.
Nah, I saw him against Arsenal. I thought, wow, this guy's actually very, very, very good.
He got sent off.
He did get sent off.
Kovacic was good against Arsenal.
He got sent off.
He was good against Arsenal.
You know, if you get sent off, it cancels everything. It cancels everything you do good.
Nah, man, we were frustrated for a long period of time in that game, and he was one individual.
Growing up, when I've had games where I'm having a blind at centre back, and I get sent off, and everyone forgets what I did before I got sent off.
Exactly.
No, no. Do you know when everyone will remember? If Arsenal won that game.
Okay. Interesting.
One player who only got votes from one person, but he had him number one on his list, is Enzo Gonzalez.
Who's that?
Or Gonsles, as I believe he spelled it. You can guess who it was from there. Daza.
Enzo who?
Who's Daza?
No, wait, wait. hold on.
Who's Enzo Gonzalez?
Let me tell you what you did.
Yeah, go on.
You saw Enzo, and you thought he was Enzo Fernandez. Yeah. So you put Enzo Gonzalez.
Yeah, I was rushing.
Number one.
I was rushing.
He didn't know that it was Gonzalez and not Fernandez. He didn't know that Enzo had been in the league since January.
I take it out. Just put my second on top.
Can we have like a filthy naughty map where so that our table's not affected, so Dazza can just go sitting there for five minutes?
No, but what do you mean?
You should know ball. You play for Manager all the time.
Bro, I do know ball.
What are you eating as well?
How did he do that? How did he do that?
And the player who got three votes and finished 11th in our list, Andre Onana.
Oh, yeah, he should have never been in there.
Nah, man.
I think he's Man United have needed him for so long that I think that's a great signing. I love him.
He's a top 10 signing.
Number 10 on our list with votes from Savage Dan, from Tigo, and number one from Margs. Moises Caicedo.
What?
That's the best.
I think so.
Oh,
I think Chelsea need him. Chelsea need him.
What the hell?
He's great.
He will be
a great Chelsea player.
No, he wouldn't.
No, he wouldn't.
Wait, sorry. Wait. Why is that shocking you lot?
Because he's a great player, but it's Chelsea.
Bro, West Ham, he's come on, give it a penalty to West Ham. And then the second game, he's given the ball away and they lost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been a rough start, yeah. But Chelsea have been bad. Chelsea have been bad now for a long time.
I'm blaming him. It's his fault.
No, I'm not blaming him, man. Look, even last season, we picked Raheem Sterling, number five.
It could have been 0-0.
I hear you. Chelsea have a history.
That's fine. It's his fault. It could have been 0-0.
You know why it doesn't turn into Kante for me? It's because it's the price you got Kante. And I'm going back to Leicester.
It costs a lot, no?
You got
30 million. You got
60 million to Chelsea, but I'm on about... Still not. It's half the price, isn't it? 2 years ago.
No, but it would have been the equivalent, surely, at that point.
Yeah, he was at 30-something million.
Oh, that's nothing then for Kante.
Compared to now, yeah.
Wait, 3 years ago?
You think Kante went to Chelsea 3 years ago?
Was it not?
No, wasn't it 2017, 2016?
2018, yeah.
Right after they won the league.
Kante was individual brilliance.
Yes, 100.
So say it was a system player. The system's not right. He stinks. But then we
have to say every single Chelsea player is a system player.
This is top. You said 10th is Caicedo, so I'm sticking with him. I want to. We'll do another show for that.
Oh, to be fair, I'm guessing he's the only Chelsea player that's going to make the list. I'm guessing.
Caicedo stinks. Does he stink?
I would have.
Right now, does he stink?
Right now, he's bad. But he would have made top two.
But it's not his fault. I look at it as Chelsea.
Why is it not his fault? It could have been 0-0 against Forest.
So if everyone's arguing, who voted him here?
It was me, Margs, and Dan. If you're going to base it on four games, bad signing.
Yep.
I don't know why you'd do that. Because we could go through this list and say, okay, there's a lot of players here that...
No, none of us are God, T. We're predicting.
Cool question. Would he have gone down if he joined Arsenal?
That's a very... Okay. And remember I said system player, Miles?
Mm-hmm.
No. But... I messed up there. You know why I messed up? Because it goes back to his point with Chelsea system. And just get out of that. Let me get out of that. Wait, let me get out of that. Let me get out of that.
I'll give you a minute.
Yeah, that's a different show.
Do you know why I think it's like, not, I think it's a risk.
It is a big risk.
How much is he?
It was 100 mil.
150 is more than Declan Rice.
But that's the thing. And Chelsea bought another player that's quite similar in his position.
Not really.
Huh?
They're not similar. Romeo Lavia is not similar. They're not similar. They're just black.
No, they win the ball back. They bring the ball back and keep position good.
And I think they could have put their money somewhere else other than Caicedo in the middle. Like you said, who is a system player. You could have got someone else to do
Lavia's
that.
Lavia's not a system player, though. Lavia's not a system player.
No, but he might not be a system player, but I'm saying you could have got someone much more cheaper like Lavia, which they do. They're going to have two of the same players in the same position.
Bro, and what I'm saying is Lavia, if he starts for Chelsea, there's no way Chelsea get into the top six with Gallagher midfield or Enzo.
It's tough. They're in that situation. They need Lavia. They need Lavia to be the deepest line midfielder.
Caicedo can't do both jobs. He doesn't pass like Lavia.
They're both of them go.
He
score.
Does.
Caicedo can pass like Lavia.
Both of them are not attacking or anything. They're both defensive.
They both win the ball back and pass the ball.
But it's the argument. It's the Kante argument. It's when Chelsea were at their best with Kante, people kept calling him a DM. He was never a DM in that time. He was a player who could win the ball. He was not a defensive midfielder. Moise Caicedo will not play DM for Chelsea.
I swear to you, boys, I promise you on Poet's Life, yeah? Gallagher is better attacking than those both guys. I promise you.
Not better than Enzo, though. But what Chelsea need to do is free Enzo.
They're better off getting another 100 mil and bidding for De Zerbi if they win the best side of Casado, honestly.
Number 9 on our list with votes from Vooj, PK, Lippy and Miles. Alexis McAllister.
Yes, 100%. 100%. For the price that they got in for like 36 million. And the guy who could definitely could play. What did he say?
I'm in school. And me.
Oh, damn. Did he pick him?
And me.
Oh, wow. Man interrupted me for that. Jesus.
No, you didn't. You didn't pick him.
You didn't even pick him.
What are you talking about?
You're thinking of Enzo Gonzalez, Dazza.
No. Stop saying that name, man.
So what player are we talking about, Dazza?
Oh, what team does he play for?
Let me see. If you prove yourself wrong, that's there.
I'll see it, yeah.
It's there.
No, Specs, look at his phone, because he was trying to change it on the slide.
Bro, Specs, this is your boy when he tries to get on the show.
I know. Bro, this is your moment, Daz. I know you're hot. But come on, bro.
I think I said you're the list. Sorry, carry on.
All the other players' names on it, though.
Steve-O.
Yo.
Do you know what Alexis McAllister's brother's name?
Oh, no, but I know they're playing against them. Oh!
Home Alone.
Kevin McAllister.
No way. That's sick.
Yeah. That's a great name.
The parents definitely did that on purpose.
Kevin 100%. McAllister.
Kevin and Mac.
Where's Liverpool playing him?
Kevin and Mac.
Yeah.
Alexis.
What? Why?
McAllister.
Kevin McAllister.
His name's Kevin McAllister.
Alone.
I thought it was an abbreviation in the middle. Hey. McAllister.
Help him.
I can't help that.
Help him. Poet.
Couple of you men don't think he's top 10 in this league.
He's a well, great for what Liverpool needed. Yeah, and the price. That's a great bit of business.
It's all right. It's just all
but
right.
Who's protecting? Who's protecting them? Like, who's the one guy that allows McAllister and Szoboszlai to go and do their thing? Who's the person that protects them?
Yeah, but listen, that's another conversation.
But if you don't put them players into a situation where they can be the best version of themselves, then I think it's bad business.
That's why I asked. I asked that simple question. Where is he playing?
He is basically an eight.
Yeah, he's basically
an eight. He played higher up for Argentina because Messi doesn't run.
His mate, though.
Well, let's just talk about Alexis McAllister.
Cool. But that's why he's not in my...
Brother, give me...
Hey, brother. Why did you whisper that?
No whisper what?
Let's do Dazza.
I never said let's do Dazza.
Bro, don't do that again, bro.
What's going on?
I'll punch you up, man. What's going on?
Dazza, you're in trouble, man. Hey, Dazza, you know what? Dazza, swap seats with Specs. Get in the middle.
No, he can't.
Why not? Why can't I?
Because of the booster seat.
I could take it off though. So.
All right, Alexis McAllister.
That's a good signing, man.
Liverpool, you're right though. Without a DM, they plan to buy a DM.
They got one.
Ryan Gravenberch or Endo?
Endo. He's busy. I saw him. I play kind of Newcastle.
He watched him against West Ham in the cup. Where?
Woo!
Every team needs protection. Every single team needs a protection. Every creative midfielder needs protection. If you don't, that means everything
he's
doing is void.
They're saying because he hasn't got the protection.
He has it. Okay, he might not have the protection. I'm talking about the player himself, McAllister. What he's doing.
Right,
let's talk
about Moise Caicedo then, because you had the opposite argument for him one place ago.
Who Moise Caicedo?
You're all over the place.
That's him though.
let's take a break. You think about what you're saying.
I never said that for Moise Caicedo. I said the price tag of what they paid for him. They could have spent their money other places. They've got a player like Lavia who could do that job. That's what I said for Moise Caicedo.
Lavia after.
Huh? No, I said that. Yeah, that's no. I'm talking about the Moise Caicedo. I'm corrected you.
No. But you're saying McAllister's talking about the player they bought, not the player that he can't be because the system ain't right.
Yeah, let's talk about him.
But that's the opposite of what you said to Caicedo. Because I was talking about the player they bought. You're talking about loads of other things.
Yeah, I talk about the player that they bought and the price they spent on him. They could have used it in other areas. The player they bought for Caicedo.
Well, McAllister said they could have bought a DM.
They did buy a DM.
They didn't. They didn't buy the DM they wanted.
Well, they did. Well, they didn't buy the DM they wanted.
They were trying to get a DM.
So what now? They thought they did. Klopp thinks he's bought a DM.
I don't think he thinks he bought a DM.
Well, last minute.
Well, he bought somebody to plug. But he plugged that hole. So what now? So McAllister's there now. So did Chelsea. Okay, cool. But we're talking about McAllister. So what are you talking about, Chelsea?
Don't worry.
No, what are you saying? Don't worry. Wait, one second. Maybe are we talking about McAllister or Caicedo?
We're talking about McAllister.
We're talking about number 9 here, bro. Not number 10.
Yeah.
And what was Liverpool's last result? What was Liverpool's last result? Did they win?
4-1
Did they win?
4-0
And they won convincingly. Did they leak any goals?
So that's your argument.
I'm asking you. You're talking about they need a DM. Obviously they don't.
Answer his question, bro.
Answer my question,
brother. Liverpool need it. Let me talk. You asked me a question. You asked me a hello.
Answer the question, Specs. Answer the question, Specs.
How it works, Smalls? You asked me a question, and I have the right to answer. Yes. Cool.
No, you don't have a right.
I do have a right.
Don't be soft.
Answer.
Don't be soft. Oh, it's true. Fight for your right.
All right. Sorry. Can I answer?
No.
Right.
Go on.
Liverpool need a DM to challenge for the title.
I don't think they're challenging for the title, but
Chelsea don't think they're challenging for the title either.
Whatever, go on. No, go on.
So you don't think they're challenging for the title, so what do you want me to say?
Liverpool were a DM away and they didn't
you
get
made them. A step. Okay, going for the title, top four, whatever. Go
a
on.
A DM from Stuttgart. Like, I know that's not, old. That is not their priority, G.
Okay, fine.
They already lost their priorities.
Okay, fine. I'm giving you a
but
fact.
But they got him. Yeah, and they've got one.
They had to.
No, yes, but Miles, that was plan C, you know. That was plan C.
That's fine. They never got who they wanted to get, but now...
That's Bennion on loan.
That's Bennion on loan.
That's fine. That's not fine. But the point is, McAllister's still got to do his job and he's still going to do his job. That's the whole point.
They got him for cheap, though.
Yeah, they did.
Exactly.
No, it's a great deal. It's a fantastic deal. And I think it's going to make sense.
It's average.
I just think Liverpool needed a defensive midfielder to release Curtis Jones, to release Szoboszlai, to release... And it's tough. But number 8 on our list...
Oh.
And he got votes from Greg... Specs, Jordy, Lumos, Stevo, Tigo, and Margs.
I didn't pick him.
Moussa Diaby.
Oh, I did. You know what it is? I thought about picking him, yeah? But I was thinking, bro, he might be one of them man that just, they'll just fizzle out, man.
Yeah, that's what I thought. He definitely fall off.
Just watch him, though. No, but just boys, watch him.
Surely you say, right, Villa needed this, or this guy's a good player. We're not thinking about fizzling out or things
you
like
you have
that.
To think about it. You've got to think about the long-term benefits of the situation, of course. Why am I just going to think about here and now? I've got to think about how is this going to benefit you?
Here and now? Then we revisit in January, surely.
Yeah, but you've got to be able to forecast somewhat.
Fizzling out?
Fizzling out. He might fizzle out before Jan, though.
From what I've seen, he's too good for Aston Villa. I think United should go for him.
Yeah, he's one of those players that you see in Bundesliga and you think there's nothing there that says he can't work in the Prem.
Isn't that who Emery wanted at Arsenal?
Yeah. Did Moussa Diaby? Yeah, before Saka, when Saka was left back, he wanted Moussa Diaby.
Big facts.
He's a big player, but dribbling, he's just direct. Obviously, the technique's all over the place. He's a bit like Saka.
Technique all over the place?
Yeah, man. Again, he's not born with it.
Well, you can acquire it. You love this born with it. You know you can acquire it.
You're not born with it, though.
Yeah, you're not born with it. You don't need to be born with it. You can acquire it. You can buy it, bro.
Specs, I think what you're thinking of what technique is, or good technique, is someone that has got an aesthetic pleasing for you, right?
Steve, don't do this argument with this guy.
There's no point.
We've been here.
Look at him. He's ready.
You got to remember, he lost the race to Stephen Tries. You have to remember that.
Yeah, because you got super pace.
I'm not mad he's on the list, so.
I think he should be a bit higher, man.
Maybe.
I thought he would. It was a lot of money. He's not any money.
He's not a lot of money. Buy him, then. He's not a lot of money.
That's a good one, man.
Took on money now, yeah?
He come here talking money.
He took on money now, yeah? Well,
be interested to see what Villa do this year. It looks a bit...
They got problems. They've
make or break, innit?
Their centre-backs are done.
Yeah, the centre-backs are big
Diego
problem.
Carlos and Mings are done.
But even when they're playing bad, Diaby's playing good. He seems to be like not really caring what everyone else is doing.
He went on a run, gave the ball to your guy, John McGinn.
This is why
he might fizzle. Because of the head size of John McGinn. You've got the biggest head in football and you still hit over the bar. You're looking over the bar.
It's the first time they've attacked me for John McGinn.
It's true, yeah.
And I think he started the season crazy.
I know. Highlight, by the way. I know. He's got a big head, bro. I'll tell you that there.
Number 7 on our list, and he got votes from Vooj, Jordy, Poet, Dan, and PK.
What
do you mean, what?
I said what.
Explain what the what is.
I didn't hear my name, innit?
You didn't vote for him.
I always think this is a captain's armband. I don't like this, man.
Man said captain armbands.
I know.
He always stores them little ones. English.
Supposed to just allow it.
Number 7 on our list, Mateo Kovacic.
My player. Oh my
it's a downgrade. God. Wow. It's a downgrade.
It is a necessity, though. Yeah. It's a necessity.
I guess, but surely you should be more ambitious than that. Is Kovacic, after what we've seen of him in the Premier League, really a match or an upgrade on...
Yeah, because we spoke about that change before, and you said the system means he's going to score goals.
I believe that as well.
And they got him for cheap.
Yeah, well, I guess.
I think it's a lazy signing. I personally think it's a lazy signing.
I don't think he's going to score goals.
I think every one of those midfielders this year is going to get goals. That three-man left-side midfielder.
He's going to do that job. Like, he's not like Havertz. There's no excuse. He's just going to do what he's going to do. Pass sideways, keep it ticking. Keep it ticking.
Pass for Haaland. Haaland square ball to Alvarez, was it?
You said it. A filler. That's all. They need a filler.
No, it wasn't just a filler, though. It wasn't just a filler.
I think what it is, you go, that's a decent bit of business. Nice, yeah.
That's an old school Serie A deal.
I like it. It's modest, man. He's probably going to have a lot of appearances, too.
I think he's a top 10, man. He's come into the Manchester City side and plays well.
All right, how about this? Manchester City bid £100 million for Declan Rice. They bid £100 million for Paqueta. They've got Kovacic.
No, but Kovacic was first, though. That was first.
Yeah, but they got him for cheap. How many games would he ended up playing if they'd have picked up a Paqueta or a...
It's a good point.
Actually, in the role that Kovacic is playing, I think he still would have played. I still think he would have played.
I don't know.
With no injured De Bruyne.
I don't know.
With no injured De Bruyne, fair enough. But even in the Community Shield, I saw him collect the ball from inside the box, Arsenal's box, take the ball out, run past three, play a diagonal 70-yard ball to Haaland. And I was like, yo, this is getting into the system and fitting in pretty well. He looks really, really good against Arsenal, to be fair. And then from then on, he hasn't really looked bad. He's looked pretty good in the Manchester City side. Whereas some people, Caicedo...
You said that he hasn't looked bad. Like, so we're putting him in our top 10, though, with like all the players we're naming.
I'm a fan of Kovacic. At Real Madrid, I liked him. When he came to Chelsea, I think Chelsea, they just make players bad. They make so many like good players look bad. I don't know what Spectre's doing.
Man. Sit down, man.
Sorry.
So I don't know. I put Chelsea tax on certain players. Even Mason Mount was in a great midfielder 2-3 years ago. Then all of a sudden, Chelsea tax and now...
Yeah, come back. I'm number one proponent of that system makes players look unbelievable at Manchester City. And the surrounding talent makes players look unbelievable. And I'm also a big proponent, as I know Spex is, of that system freeing one of those midfielders to look unbelievable because they've got diminished defensive responsibilities. Kovacic could go into that Gundogan role, score a lot of goals, have really nice contributions to the attacking side of the game, and be a good signing. My thing is, I don't think he's as good as Gundogan. I think he's a downgrade. I don't think at City's best in terms of fitness and everything else, I don't think he starts. So I don't think he's a top 10
signing. He's not going to get you more than 4 goals whole season, all comps.
Number 6 on our list.
Woo!
And he got votes from Specs, Poet, Lumos, Steve-O, PK, Miles, and Dazza.
This is a bad list.
Sandro Tonali.
Oh, it's a good list.
Good list.
Come on, that's
a
player.
I think he's great. I just don't know if Eddie Howe knows how to use him
in that midfield.
Because they need a DM.
But he's not really a DM, though.
No, he's definitely not a DM. Yeah, that's why they need one.
They need to get, Joe Linton out of there, sack him off.
Really?
100%.
Energy.
You know what's football? I watch Newcastle's system. It's crazy.
You know what Eddie Howe does, though? He gets three box to boxes as opposed to one DM.
Can I say I make Miles completely right? Bro, you need to get Joe Linton's a good player. No, I know what you're saying. Bruno, Sandro, and a DM.
Yes.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, I get that.
No, boys, Bruno's not the box to box. He's the deep line playmaker.
Yeah, he shouldn't be playing deep line. He's too creative to be deep line.
He could be more useful up.
Do you know why he should? Because he is very good at receiving the ball from deep and turning and playing it into these players.
Which is great. Here's what's changed. Newcastle are now favourites in every game they play.
Facts.
And now they're playing against teams that aren't saying, let's go 50-50, let's go toe-to-toe with them. Now they have to create attack. The hardest thing in football is tactical attack. Tactical defense is easy. Protect your goal. There's a billion different ways to do it. Tactical goal scoring is very, very difficult. So when you've got minimal opportunities to create space, you need a defensive midfielder. You need someone who's going to create turnovers, create transitions.
Exactly.
Newcastle are going to struggle to create transitions, I believe, in that midfield.
He is. With Joe Linton.
Because Sandro Tonali, what did he score? 2 in his first game?
Yeah.
He did not have that in his game in Milan.
Yeah, he was sitting back
at Milan. No, he was not a box-crashing midfielder at Milan. No.
Yeah, he was. He wasn't deep.
No, he was not a box crashing midfielder. Don't put words in my mouth. No, did I say that? He was not a late arriving goal scorer. He wasn't Frank Lampard. No, he wasn't.
T, at Brescia.
I've gone and looked at the stats. These are numbers.
T, I'm telling you.
When he was at Brescia.
When he was at Brescia, they said.
Talking about AC, bro.
Bruv, let me talk.
Go on.
At Brescia.
But this plane's still waiting to land, so hurry up.
Bruv, at Brescia.
At Brescia.
Yeah, Brescia. Bro, let me defend talk. Your team. You're wearing Newcastle.
Let me talk.
You're wearing Newcastle. Defend it.
Let me talk.
Go on,
man.
Go on.
I bet
you. At Brescia.
You didn't get punched up, you know.
Oh, your head was going, you know. Your head was going. I can see it was getting hot. But well done. You kept
composure. I'll kick him off the soul, you know. I'll kick off the soul, innit? I'll kick off the soul.
I'd leave right now.
The soul, innit? Leave, innit? Leave.
Did Pirlo play for Brescia?
No, but they were saying that he was Pirlo at Brescia. But his game changed. He became box to box at Milan. And he got a few goals
but
from Milan.
But what he's saying is, there's difference between box to box, the difference between Lampard box crashing late in the box. This is new to his game. And there's nothing wrong with that. He's 20, was he 20 now? He's added that.
In that first game, I think people thought he was a player that he's not and shouldn't be, which is a box crashing midfielder, back post, getting goals. He should be more dictating play around
the box. Game changed, that changed in Milan.
There's no point having that in a team that is expected to have the ball if you don't have a defensive midfielder.
I hear that, but you know what? From what I saw, because I was there live.
All right, go on.
There was Joelinton T. He's everywhere. He covers everything. Attacking defensively. Wins, like he's the one that gets close, tackles, wins the ball.
He's the best
and gets
got
the crowd.
It. It's not good enough.
Crowd doing all
they
this.
They lost.
That's fine, Specs.
We're to 10 men.
No, but T, that one game, Nunes went mad, cool. But
they lost to Brighton 3-0.
They got battered.
They got smoked, bro.
But that's not because of Joelinton. It's because of the striker. It's the striker business.
Nah,
the
no, bro. You got Wilson coming off the bench scoring every
Brighton,
game.
Bro, you didn't watch the Brighton game.
I was there with Sky Sports.
What, Brighton?
Yeah, I was there.
Brighton?
You weren't there. I was Brighton. There. Yeah, I was there.
You went Brighton.
I was at American Express Stadium. I was there.
I think he's sick. I think Newcastle need to figure out how to create chances.
They need to start Callum Wilson. But anyway, because we're talking about Tonali. Tonali, for me...
He's top 10.
Is
100%.
I think he's a player that, you see what you're saying? He's going to turn into the guy that even creates. He's going to do the whole Bruno Fernandes. He's going to do that.
Here's why I didn't vote for him. And this is racist. He's Italian. He's going to want to go home in 6 months.
Okay.
He wanted to go home when
the airport. Mama Weatherspoons. A man went Weatherspoons. He wants to go home.
He went Weatherspoons. I doubt speaking Italian in Newcastle is easy. And new Italians don't settle in the Premier League. Like, what have we got? Viali, yeah. And
not
Zola.
Since then. And Ravanelli. Ravanelli.
Ravanelli didn't settle. He did like 1 year at a time.
Di Matteo settled?
Di Matteo.
Jorginho lives in now.
Jorginho's Brazilian.
Zola settled. I swear, Dan, this player. Look at Scamacca.
No, but you know what it is? This, boys, you see Tonali, I think there's a world-class player in there.
I believe that, yeah.
He's a good player,
like,
man.
No, but he dribbles and cut. If you press him, he goes past you, comes at a situation. He's like, he's doing things that... I know Samaka's not in the same position, but he's doing that classy stuff. Hence why I feel like he's going to break the ice to the Italian players. I think Zola's back.
I don't know about Zola, but I hope he stays.
Clip that, your crowd. I think Zola's back.
So are you saying in order for them to like unleash Tonali properly, they've got to like, place Longstaff?
Nah, they've got to replace Joelinton.
Stop saying that.
Nah, Joel, bro.
He's the crowd, crowd pleaser.
Specs. It's all good being the crowd pleaser, yeah? It's all good.
Would you replace Nakamura?
Pardon?
Would you replace Nakamura right now?
Senshuke.
Yeah. Would you? You could. When his song goes off, where? You're not going to replace that, boy.
Lippy,
that makes sense.
Lippy puts it in the group every time.
It's a hard tune.
When Frimpong dropped that song, you wanted him to start all the time.
Oh, 100%.
He was at Wolves on loan at that time, though.
We wanted him back, Tigo.
Come on, bro. Joelinton, you can't receive the ball from deep and then break lines and then give it to Bruno Guimarães and give it to Nolly. Yeah, but there's going to be games they're going to need to... They're in the Champions League now. They're going to need that.
And Newcastle's game is aggression. And Joelinton is the capital city of that.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. It could be aggressive against the smaller teams. But when you're gonna come against bigger teams, the top six teams, teams in the Champions League, you're gonna need more than aggression.
I've seen Joelinton come Emirates and shut everything down. I've seen Saka try and cut in, and he just cut, his number just comes, and the ball's his.
Number five on our list is voted for by Greg, Specs, Jordy, Stevo, Tigo, Miles, Margs, and Dazza, Josko Gvardiol.
I'm not saying nothing.
I think we knew he was a player, but defenders coming from Germany is difficult, and it's Man City, the system. He looks so good.
I didn't know he was a ball-playing defender like that.
Bro. Mm-hmm.
He's class.
Brother. Wait, it's long. They've got another centre-back for at least 7 years. Easy.
Well, it depends.
But I'm saying, okay, five then.
I would have had him higher. Yeah, age-wise. I would have had him higher, but...
Let's see if you can hold off
the eyebrow slip.
Let's see if we can hold up and get to
your eyebrows.
And that's the thing,
man.
With Man City. I was thinking, okay, Ruben Diaz, he's still world class. But other than that, everyone else is like...
Akanji's sick.
Yeah, okay, cool. But everyone, listen. Other than that, I was going to say, let me land. Other than that, and John Stones, I was going to say, other than them two, they don't really have good, real ball playing centre backs.
Wait, sorry, did you just say other than and then name all their centre backs?
No. Diaz and John Stones. Those two together, ball playing centre backs, they're cold.
Akanji's
gone into midfield. He's not better than Guardiola. No, I wouldn't say Ake as a centre back.
Ake can play on the ball.
But he can play on the ball, though. They can definitely play.
Go on. No, let Miles finish what he was saying.
I know what Miles is saying.
Wait, land.
I know what you're saying.
You can't tell
me.
No, land. It doesn't work for me.
No, land.
You know why it doesn't work for me?
Land.
It's my airport.
But land.
It's my airport.
Okay,
so I don't want to land.
I'm waiting for you at your airport.
I don't want to land.
You're going to run out of fuel.
You better get there or I'll leave your airport.
Fine.
I'm here waiting for you.
Well, Jordan, you know what I'm trying to say.
I know what you're trying to say.
I'm waiting for you. You're going to land.
I think what he's trying to say is,
oh, you got help.
Other than the multiple world-class
centre-backs traffic control helps
got,
you, like.
They didn't have any more other than the five that they had, so they probably needed another. And now they've added another one.
Two of their centre-halves that couldn't play have stepped into midfield and look like the best midfielders in the league, by the way.
Some of their centre-halves like to go full-back. I don't... I think he's a great centre-back.
He still needs to be tested. He still needs to be tested.
No, he got tested, mate.
Yeah, he will also find times where he's probably caught. Man City probably won't get caught short. He used to get caught short a little bit.
Yeah, I've seen that.
All right, listen. Carl Walker was meant to go in the window, yeah? Or he was thoughts of him going, yeah? So obviously the system they're playing now with John Stones, he would go to right back, like Arteta's trying to do with Partey. You fill into the midfield and you get Guardiola in the centre-back with Diaz. That's the reason why they've got him, because he's a good ball-playing centre-back. One of the main reasons.
Why are you telling me this? No, I want to know why he's telling me.
Yeah, he can play. Yeah, he can play both positions, but it's good.
I need to know why you're telling me that.
No, honestly, I'm waiting too.
He basically said he bought a centre back and he can play centre back.
yeah, but obviously John Stones doing what he's doing now, going into the midfield with Diaz. Not Diaz.
Why are you talking about a water break? Because I've been a thirsty as hell waiting for you to land.
He's a good ball playing centre back, man. He's better than Akanji and he's better than Diaz. Not Diaz. Ake.
A man was waffling.
he's good, bro. He's good. He's good on the ball. He's so good on the ball, bro.
I picked him, but I do worry.
What do you worry about? He's young. He's come from Germany. That high intensity. If I were anyone, I always worry about him.
The thing about the Premier League is, it's all good. Until someone does something magic.
Akanji came from Germany.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's a genius.
Guardiola's a genius.
Have you ever seen Akanji do long multiplication?
Yeah, he does maths quick. Yo, 2 + 2, 4.
I had to do something I was sure of.
He's a boffin. Sorry, who didn't pick him?
I didn't pick him.
Vooj, Poet, Dan, I did actually. Lumos, Lippi, and Miles.
I didn't pick him off the basis. They don't really need him, though.
Miles didn't even pick him.
Oh, he did, he did. Sorry, he did.
Wait. We say teacher's pet? We say Randall? Snitching ass.
What was that? Who's Randall?
Recess, man.
Recess. No, Randall.
No.
Miles didn't pick him.
I did pick him.
Showing your age.
I was looking at the next player on the list who Miles didn't pick, who's number 4 on our list.
Yeah, so it was the next one. Sorry, we were looking at the next one.
Who is.
Go on. I didn't pick him, right?
You didn't pick this next guy.
Doesn't deserve to be on the list.
He was voted for by Greg, Felix, Specs Adam number 1, Jordi, Poet, Lumos, Stevo, PK, Tigo Adam number 1, Margs, and Dazza. Dominic Szoboszlai.
Not even on your list. Not even on your list. You don't know ball.
I put McAllister on the list, and he's
Specs, we spoke about him like 2-3 years ago,
bro. He's fast.
Yeah, man. Quality.
I didn't see the speed before. He's fast.
Quality. Yeah. Set pieces. Look, hey, higher, please.
Physical attributes. He'll barge man off. You nice.
Akanji with maths. This guy has snakes. On the Nokia 3210. Oh, gosh.
In terms of signings, yeah, I think Liverpool needed him
more than anything.
They needed him the year before.
More than anything.
Yeah, he's crucial.
No, but Liverpool need a lot of things, man. They need a lot of
things.
They
do. They definitely do.
So it's one of them ones where he's drowning.
Gonna, you know, with Darwin Nunez, with the attacking players they bought last year, he's going to make so much tick for them, attacking-wise, that they needed last year. And all those flimsy midfielders that they've had.
Meaty.
I need to ask you, because I watched him live.
You were out of breath, though.
Yeah, I was. But T, I couldn't understand where he plays. It's so good. Like, it's just everywhere.
Yeah.
But what is that?
It's like, well, no one plays it. It's that Odegaard kind of. But
he was doing Havertz and Odegaard.
All the way across, yeah.
Advanced playmaker. He's an advanced playmaker.
Advanced playmaker.
He's like Fernandez, no? Bruno?
Yeah, like Bruno everywhere.
Yeah, but with no DM.
So he shouldn't be doing that,
so
right?
So McAllister's deeper in the 8. And then who played in the midfield?
Endo
started that, yeah. Yeah, I guess that it just gives him a lot of space. He takes a lot of space. But then the way Liverpool play with those wingers.
I've seen him play right wing, you know.
Yeah. I've seen him play right wing, attacking mid, up top.
He's got a steal on the weekend as well, man.
He's a player.
Crazy. So confident for someone so young as well.
Mars, I don't want to make this episode about you in it because we're good friends, but the fact that you put McAllister, not him, kind of shows that your TV might not have changed in size. Like, come on, bro. Like, can we get my bad? Can we get
he's
my
a
bad?
Good player. I just didn't pick him. Good. That's fine. He's good, though. He's good.
And he's from the same country as?
Vuc. He's from Hungary, though.
Wait.
Who's from Hungary?
Davosuka. No.
He's from Croatia.
I don't know. Zidizek, what his name is. I can't pronounce it.
Zoltangera.
I said it. You see? Yeah, I said it.
Give me another player. Give me another player from Hungary now.
You give me another player from Hungary now.
Oh.
Hello? Sully. Sallai. Just type it. Just type it.
No, he's right. He's right.
Oh, I'm all right.
Yeah.
Why is your backup so much, man?
What are you laughing at?
Obviously, the most famous one, Puskas.
Yep. And Gabor Kirai.
He would go Puskas today.
Where was he on the list, that guy, Ceballos?
Szoboszlai. Szoboszlai is fourth on our list.
Okay.
He's going to bring a lot of quality to the league. He's a player that's...
We lost it. You got it? I feel like I got it. Oh, there it is.
I knew that was coming as well.
You didn't know.
You didn't know.
Hey, right on that bald patch, you know?
I'll feel it. I'm going to give you that one still.
Oh, that bald patch got moved to.
It depends. Have they ever really had a player like him?
I don't think they have. I think they've got a player that they can rely on now.
Coutinho. It's the closest comparison.
Smitcher?
Radamel Smitsa, that's the best shot. Yeah.
I say Coutinho, boys.
That's a Steve on it.
Coutinho-ish. He's got Coutinho-esque.
But he could play a bit deeper. Szoboszlai.
Is that how you say his name?
Szoboszlai.
Yeah. So he's number one, yeah?
Yeah, I had him number one.
Congratulations,
yeah.
You know ball, man.
I thought.
Wait, everyone, wait. Spell it.
I can spell
it. SZ.
No, I know.
Serious?
No, listen, wait. He will help you if you need help.
No, I definitely don't.
Are you at SZOB?
Do you mean I'm like English GCSEs, you joke?
SZOB, it's a boss. I'll give up.
Sound it out.
Shut up, man. My bad, I don't know.
Number three on our list, and he was voted for everybody except for Margs and Lippy. He was number one on Dan's list, number one on Vuj's list. I feel like we might have jumped a bit off the boat here, but whatever. James Ward-Prowse.
Yeah, of course. Bro, fittingly. Oh, man. Steve-O. Smile, man. Smile.
He just come like he's been there, boy.
Steve-O, smile.
He's playing like he's been at West Ham for 3-4 years. Yeah. I don't understand what's going on.
No,
I thought it was
can
just...
I say that? No.
Go on. Got you.
He's been identified. Like, we've been chasing him for 3 or 4 years. So, it's a player that I guess that he knew would come in and slot in.
Moyes is like that. Who's he replaced? Yeah. It's not Rice, is it?
In that midfield, who's he replaced? We used to play four now sometimes. It was a rotating.
Yeah, four nows is on the bench a lot.
So he's an eight, right?
He's an eight.
Yeah, he's definitely an eight. He's not a six or a ten.
In between.
No, he's an eight.
He's quite free again because he's not that great in the transitions.
I like him and he's so tiny, man. I know he's got a small pipe.
You say he's tiny, he's 5'10". I thought he looked tiny.
Must be your cousin, innit?
That's a wonder kid. He was broke through with Pochettino at Southampton.
Ah, his name never said wonder kid, though.
It did. I worked with him in 2014. He was definitely a wonder kid.
Yeah. His name never said wonder kid.
Yeah, 100% said wonder kid.
Wonder kid next to James Ward-Prowse's name.
Yeah. FM 15.
Are you joking?
Yeah.
Proper wonder kid.
All right, well, anyway, Steve-O, what do you think Ward-Prowse is going to bring to your team this season?
Nah, Steve-O ain't a footballer. Why are you asking?
It's his team. It's a good question. He's top 10. He supports West Ham.
Yeah, I put him top 3, I think, to you. Did I? But anyway.
Me too.
Set pieces. Easily. He wins the ball back more than I ever thought he did. And then you can give him the ball, keeps the ball, always like...
On a pivot.
Mate, yeah, man. Great player.
I would say he took a lot of his game from Stephen Davis. Mm. They played together at Southampton.
Yeah. I've never stored him off the ball, you know.
That's very... Because we had Lavia was doing all that.
We was watching West Ham Luton, I said we couldn't find him.
Yeah, no, I don't think he's that great in the defensive transition.
I've never stored him off the ball.
You know what it is? I think that's what, a couple of times I was like, where's Ward-Prowse? But then someone would do something, I'd be like, oh, that was Ward-Prowse. You know what I mean? So it was always that.
That's a good shout though, Jordy, because yeah, you don't really,
it's
you don't
a grafter though, like works.
And then obviously that's the, we all know his set pieces, but I just didn't understand that you can actually set up something and he will find it on the money.
Do you know what it was? Because I didn't watch Southampton that often. I don't think I really... I just watched the little highlights. When you watch West Ham, I watch West Ham a little bit more. There is so much more to his game than set pieces.
We've mentioned about players that need protection. You said he's not too great with the transition. Honourable mention, you did mention him earlier, Edson
Alvarez.
Yeah, but he's come in and that's helped him as well,
West Ham's midfield balance is...
Do you think because he's got a better team, better manager, fighting for more, he might come better?
Who is our team necessarily better than the Southampton he was in with Poch back then?
Oh, with Pochettino.
But that's when he cut through.
I think this West Ham team right now
is good.
It's good, man. It's balanced. It's strong.
You lot had a very poor season. You mucked about the first half of the season, but it's a good West Ham team.
You're not in a relegation battle this season.
We're finally going to see why Bowen's better than Saka.
Mate, Bowen.
Bowen's flying.
Look at you're back on the agenda. Look at you.
Mikel Antonio's on his way to 30 goals.
Yeah. He's not letting that go either.
I think your last best one was... Your
now you got two class
the
ones, best,
the last one you had was... Oh, sorry. Oh, you're speaking. He's here.
He's speaking away from his microphone, to be fair.
No, go on, say what you're saying.
No, go on, Piquet, go on. Piquet number two.
My head's not Piquet.
Say what Piquet, go on.
My head finished.
Wow. Piquet head Piquet number two.
Go on, finish.
Hey, Emirates Stadium, relax, man.
You can't go on, man.
Emirates Stadium, you know.
Your headpiece is knackered, man.
Paqueta getting bagged for that gambling. That's made West Ham serious team this year.
Paqueta as well, you kept him.
If you ain't got a gamble on your team, mate, what are you doing?
What?
City, he was going City. Then he got charged.
That's why the deal collapsed.
Yeah. But West Ham, as soon as he scored, well, he scored, didn't it? And then he done that. Because he was like, loyalty.
Paqueta.
That's a lie.
He was walking into the stadium. West Ham fans must have been like, yes, gambling, we love you.
I'd be so mad, yeah, if I was Suchek. You finally got a set piece taker in, and I'm holding bench.
Yeah, facts.
But you're gonna play 25 games.
Remember last
year,
he was getting all the headers.
He was winning them, but he never scored. Hit the post, keeper. Listen, it was unlucky for him.
But it's an option. It's a lethal weapon off the bench. So yeah,
I don't know about lethal.
Go on, do this with me.
What, this year?
Weapon lethal. We've made it to number two on our list. Again, we might have gone a bit heavy here. Everyone's got him except Margs. Everyone's got him very high, except Steve-O and Margs.
I know who this is.
It's James Maddison.
100%.
Madders!
Jordy had him number one.
He's gone crazy.
I think I really wanted him to go Tottenham last year. And he would have played as like a dual eight with Conte.
It would have worked,
but what he's got now is...
The Australian
freedom. Ah, he's got bare freedom in that midfield.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think. He said Jude Aikon. Trying to think who would have been in that midfield with them. It would have been Kulusevski, Højbjerg,
yeah.
Him, and who's the other eight?
Bentancur.
When he comes back.
Well, it's been real to Chelsea. Tottenham are going to win a trophy without Kane.
Well, they're out of the League Cup already, and they've only got the FA Cup and the Prem.
You
they're not.
Don't
in
know ball, man. I swear to God, bruv.
You know what? It went extra time in it, and I just thought Tottenham would be all right. They lost.
No, they lost on penalties.
Just leave trophies out of it. They haven't played good football since Mauricio Pochettino. This is the best football they played. They're my favourite team to watch in the league right now.
Ooh. Oh, serious?
Nah, I don't like their manager's post-match interviews.
It's the manager. Basuma is playing like he played better than he was at Brighton. Udogi's quality.
The left back.
No, there was a game just this season. Yeah, there's a game this season. There we go. Brentford. They looked lost without Maddison. No, there was a game they didn't play without Maddison.
Yeah, Maddison played
no, they
game. Played. Bro.
No, there's a game they didn't play this season.
What game?
The Carabao Cup.
Nah, not even Carabao. I'll show you. It's Prem.
Maddison hasn't played a Prem game.
No, he won. They've won every game apart from that draw against Brentford.
No, there's a game he didn't play, and they did not look.
You go away. We'll talk about Maddison. He's going to do his research.
What, another water break? We've had 10.
You don't need water.
But Maddison playing in that role there is kind of what I was speaking about when it came to McAllister at Liverpool. Not exactly, but the protection he has from Saar and Basuma, you get to see so much more of Maddison. So
I don't know if throwback player is the right word, but the way he gets the ball, but he's looking forward to do through balls, like bouncing it.
It's like an old school 10, mate.
But it's not even that. It's his forward runs as well. Look, the way Sarr found him the other day with that through ball just for him to get his goal, it's like he's making runs. He's troubling the back line. I think
and you know as well, T, we done a talking tech as I done with him.
Yeah.
Man, and we both walked away and said, this guy's like knows ball.
Yeah,
he loves it and knows it.
From these days at Coventry, he would have a group of players we played with. After every game, they would meet up at a coffee shop and go through everything that happened in the game.
It's very busy.
It's like a key group of players.
What? He did that.
He did that, yeah. But it's just, the Tottenham's changing system has helped a lot. Like I say, Bissouma looks unbelievable. I think Son through the middle. Ross was saying that he shouldn't be playing wide anymore. He should be playing through the middle. Richarlison out.
Pedro Porro looks like a good right back.
Pedro Porro looks really good. Mickey Van
Der Ven. You haven't said anything, by the way.
Christian Romero. Yeah, what was the game, Madison?
It was against Fulham.
The Carabao Cup.
Yeah. They look lost. They're playing Fulham. That's a Prem team.
You know what, Miles? You've had a bad start to the season?
I've had a great start to this season. I'm having a great start. Without Madison.
You're a hard worker. You're writing, but you're writing nothing. You're writing on the A4 paper. You're writing nothing. One day, and then scribble. One day, so you're doing your full piece of paper.
Since I made that mistake of thinking you didn't pick that player, you've been stinking up the show.
It's rubbish narratives. Let's move on. What are we doing? It's rubbish. It's just rubbish narratives.
He gets injured.
Yeah.
He gets injured a lot.
Oh, Madison?
Madison. I don't think he gets injured a lot.
But when he gets injured, he gets injured.
I don't think he gets injured a lot.
I mean, when Arteta wanted him.
He does get injured a lot, T.
I don't think he gets injured a lot.
He does. For Leicester, he's been out for seasons. You might as well say.
Scribble.
He's been out for seasons for Leicester.
Miles went to the shop. Scribble.
Missed like 10 games there, comes back, gets injured. He is injured. I would say he's on the cusp of injury, bro.
He's out a lot.
Yeah, bro. He's out quite a lot, like certain parts of the season.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. He had a 50-day injury in 2021. He had a 24-day injury in 2023. He's had some injuries.
Bro, that's out for seasons, bro. And he was Leicester's like best player, bro. You can't be missing them games.
But that what you just said there would prove that he's a good signing then. If you're already thinking what they're going to do without him.
I remember when Chloe Burrows messaged him, innit? Like, you know, I fancy you. He just liked it and blocked her. It's a great man.
Who did?
What a guy. Hey, James Madison, might be one of the realest.
What a guy. By the way.
Is that a real story?
That's a real story.
Who messaged him?
It's Chloe Burrows. Was working for Channel 4.
Aye, aye, aye.
Why did you just do that?
Why not? It's the truth. I can't hold that in for all this whole time. It has to come out soon.
We're talking about great signings, T.
Well, he's going to have Brennan Johnson.
That's the only thing I'm worried about, T. He's very wasteful, and he's more of a right winger than he's a striker. So again, he's not going to like playing with them.
They signed him for a striker?
When Son's more of a left winger than a striker, he just bagged a hat-trick. I think Ange knows what he wants from his forward players, and I think it's more of a player coming from the side.
But if you take a look at some of the finishes that Son, like the first finish, that although he's not a striker, like, I don't imagine Brennan Johnson doing that.
So does Finn get into this team then? Richarlison?
I hope not.
He got dropped. He got dropped this weekend.
I'm not used to Ange's...
I told you. I told you he's the worst signing.
He'll be in Saudi in November. There ain't no transfer window.
No, it closes at 11th, I think.
Who does?
Saudi's one's closed on the
Saudi's 11th, got to pick up Richarlison.
I'm not used to Ange's accent yet.
No? Yeah, I don't like his post-match interviews.
I said on the Heskey episode that Harry Kewell was assistant manager. I was wrong.
Oh, is it?
He stayed at Celtic, but his assistant manager is...
Wrong, yeah.
Somebody.
I saw a player that was managing in Australia and he was celebrated the other day.
Craig Bellamy.
No. Is it Damien Duff?
Ryan Mason.
Ryan Mason's done all right. I can't believe he's still clinging on there.
And we've made it to number one on our list.
Yes.
I know who it is.
Voted for by everybody except for Spets Gonzalez. Everybody had him high except for Jordi and Vooj.
Jordi has changed his tune.
His name is, and he dominated. He was fantastic against Manchester United this weekend. Declan Rice.
Deco.
If only, right?
Well, can I just say,
please,
come back, Smicks,
that there was a lot of people that wasn't happy with such a signing.
Yep, such as
Poet.
Right.
What do you know?
Poet wasn't happy with the price. He wasn't happy with the style of player. He wasn't happy with the profile. He doesn't like English players. He wanted Manu Kone, someone like that. He wanted Kefren
Thuram. I didn't want Manu Kone, but carry on. But, you are talking truth.
We argued in his living room for time. I told him why Declan Rice isn't amazing.
Don't bring living room arguments to filthy.
Isn't it?
This is the living room.
All right, well, we argued here for time. And I told him why Declan Rice is good. And here we are. Poet's going to tell you why he likes Declan Rice now.
because he plays for Arsenal and he's looking good. I was wrong. My bad. And now I've taken your position. That's all. And I'm like, he's really, really
number
good.
One. You've gone from, I don't want him to number one.
100%. We can change your mind here.
You're allowed to change your mind.
You've gone from number one, now he's number six on your list. I don't understand that.
There's ways to change your minds.
No, this was drastic, I agree. But it happens.
How many assists has he got?
None.
Oh, okay. How many goals? Just one?
Yeah.
Wow.
100 milty. He should have got two goals against Man United.
How much would Rodri cost today?
Ooh. Rodri? System player? Well, because he
you don't like this system thing that you lot are using system.
I put it at you as a stop.
You don't like this system player stuff that you lot.
Brother, I'll be with you. Put Rodri in Chelsea team today. He ain't doing nothing. And you know it. Exactly.
I put R9 from 1996 in Chelsea's team right now. He ain't doing nothing.
Can I just say, one thing I will give Arsenal is the best thing they've done is stopping Rice going City.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. I've got a problem with Arsenal fans because when Partey was right back and Rice was there was a big problem.
Yeah.
Somebody rang my phone. Why is Rice there?
Yeah.
He always passed backwards. So, you picked him number one. Like, yeah, what's going on? You look confused.
100%, he's number
That's
one.
That's Miles. No.
Why did you pick him?
Let this guy who supported Burnley in.
No, respond to his point. No.
No. His top says Burnley at the back.
That's right. It does. Yeah, it does say Burnley.
Burnley. 201 centimeters. Oh, sorry.
I forgot. You're going to smudge it out, aren't it? There was no point.
Oh, wait, stand up.
Smudge it.
Stand up.
Smudge.
Stand up.
He said smudge.
No, turn around. Turn up. What's some white stains on your shorts, out of curiosity?
What are these shorts, man?
Why are these shorts?
Those are shorts after you finish piping.
Why are these shorts, man?
Oh, my God.
No.
He tried to wipe it.
We know those stains don't move until...
You come straight from Dazza's house, that's why.
You got it in your beard as well. What's that? You got the same stain on your beard.
Hey, don't put me in this. All right, Miles. Explain your point, man.
I said, obviously Thomas Partey should be in the six and Declan Rice should be in the eight.
Even now?
Yeah, that's our midfield and Odegaard in the 10. That's a perfect midfield. There's nothing wrong with that.
It's not the way you play, though.
Huh?
It's not the way you play.
Declan Rice himself said I could play in the six and I could play in the eight.
That's right.
He said it himself.
Right.
And we all know Declan Rice is a ball carrier.
Okay, but Odegaard doesn't play in the 10, so your midfield doesn't make sense.
Well,
are you saying you want Declan Rice to play support?
He doesn't play in the 10. What's wrong with him?
Are you saying you want Declan Rice to play support striker?
No, I'm saying Declan Rice can play where Havertz is playing. Yeah, where Havertz can play. Yeah. Yes.
What?
Like Xhaka played.
That's what he said.
He could play there.
You want him to play the Xhaka role?
He could play. Of course he could play there.
That would be the biggest waste of Declan Rice.
He's very good in the number six, but he's not better than Thomas Partey in the number six.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
He's not better than the top. No, hold on.
He thinks Declan Rice is not as good as Thomas Partey.
In the number six, in a top tier Thomas Partey.
There is no way Declan Rice is better than Thomas Partey in a six.
He is.
What is six?
He is.
Hey, so why is he number one on your list?
Because he's the best signing. He's the best signing.
It's the only place he's played. It's the only place he's going to play.
He's a generational signing. He's a generational signing. Yes.
Generational signing? What does that even mean?
Generational, marquee, British.
Miles, do me a favour. Rank the DMs in the Premier League.
The DMs?
Yeah, rank the number sixes in the Premier League. Number one?
Rodri.
Yep, number two?
Thomas Partey.
Right, number three?
You could put Casemiro in there.
Casemiro's better than Declan Rice.
Declan Rice then, put third.
You've got the two of the three best sixes in the league.
Yes. That's fine. What's wrong with that? But one of our sixes can play number eight very well.
But you wanted to play number eight though?
Pardon?
You wanted to play number eight?
Yes, of course.
Your manager's moved that other guy to right back to make sure that doesn't happen.
That's the manager. I don't want it to happen. We don't want that to happen.
What are you talking about, young man? Young man, what are you talking about?
Bro, I've won. It's my team. It's my club. You can't be mad at me.
This is not a club. This is top.
Yes, we've got the best number six, number eight, whatever you want to call it, in the league.
You see what he done, though, against United? You know that's just what he does, isn't it?
I know that, Jordy, I know that.
Thomas Partey, by the way, is very good in the number six, though. I don't want it to ignore that.
But have you been angry at Partey before?
Was he a big contributing factor to you losing the league last year?
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, listen, you know what it is, though, mate? You said that, right? You said, oh, Rice said that he can play. Bro, he said he's learning. That's very key. Even he said, I'm learning to play eight, which would suggest he's nowhere near ready.
It's just a waste of Rice. Why would you put him, like, have him receiving passes that he should be playing?
But you but you could receive, but the passes he's receiving.
Just concede, bro.
He's got a better player that's, they can do that. They can do
that
better.
Party can't make that pass.
Are you mad?
The Declan Rice pass. Party can't play the Declan Rice pass.
Of course we've seen Party break lines
last
season.
No, that's not what I said. That's not what I said.
He can make
that
pass.
That's not what I said. That pass.
What pass?
The Declan Rice pass. The reason you bought Kai Havertz and the reason you bought Declan Rice, that is a Declan Rice pass. That's not a Thomas Partey.
Thomas Partey's been doing that all last season. Are we forgetting what Thomas Partey was doing? Are we forgetting what Thomas Partey was doing against top teams?
Man,
all the top teams are the top
bro.
Six.
I'm telling you, they're forgetting.
Went to Chelsea. We went to Chelsea, smoked them. Not a top they team. Came to our, yeah. Doesn't matter. Went
you
to
said
Chelsea,
top teams. Top six, they come 11th
okay, cool.
They come.
We did it to Tottenham, home and away.
Not a top team.
Because they were the top team, you nutter.
They
were the top four all season.
Did they finish seventh?
Did they
were
the top.
Not even in
they
Europe.
Dropped out the last three games.
They're not even in Europe.
They dropped out the last three games. Are you mad?
Bro, they're not top team.
Done it to
Liverpool. They didn't finish in Europe.
So what teams do you want me to say against them?
That's the top teams. The top teams.
Okay, done it to Manchester. Done it to Newcastle twice. Done it to Newcastle. What, who else do you want me to go? Done it to Brighton. They was
and
up
you
there.
Can tell
done
me Thomas,
Tottenham.
Thomas Partey
done it to Liverpool.
Did it.
Done it
you,
to Chelsea.
You could tell me Thomas Partey did this in all these games.
Yes, bro.
No, bro. Okay, bro. Let me just, Steve-O, you got to be honest here. There was a time last season that Declan Rice dropped off a bit.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's the same thing. But I'm just saying this to you. If when you look at a midfielder in that position that receives the ball in a half turn and plays it straight forward, who does it better? Rice or Partey? Who does
Partey.
That better?
Partey.
What, receives it on the half turn? Yes.
Arsenal and this is where the balance shifts.
Right.
Arsenal are not underdogs anymore. So those quick transitions, those quick turns and release, they're not really there anymore.
All right.
You've got a Declan Rice player who's actually going to have to instigate from deep, either with short passing, with
or take the ball,
or that one long ball, that one straight ball.
To
Kai
Havertz's
chest, it hasn't happened yet.
It's coming. No. It's coming.
100 mil.
Once you've got to turn the ball over quickly, you're going to see that pass.
Partey could do
no,
that
he's
pass.
No, he's done it twice. He's done it in one game.
Partey, when he was asked to turn into play against like Man United when he's making mistakes, against Southampton when he cost you like the game.
Thomas Partey cost us the game against Southampton.
Listen to what you're saying. Didn't he give the ball away?
Against West Ham.
West Ham.
He corrected. We corrected.
You drew 3-3 with Southampton.
He made a mistake.
I remember him making a mistake against Southampton when you drew 3-3.
Who made the mistake? Zinchenko made the mistake. Zinchenko made the mistake, and Ramsdale made the mistake. They made mistakes.
Oh, I just remembered. Rice is the one that won the ball off Partey against West Ham.
They're trying to argue with me.
All right, you're doing the cat down, man. Just chill with me.
Number 10, Moises Caicedo. Number 9, Alexis McAllister. Number 8, Moussa Diaby. Number 7, Mateo Kovacic. Number 6, Sandro Tonali. Number 5, Josko Gvardiol. Number 4, Dominic Szoboszlai. Number 3, James Ward-Prowse. Number 2, James Maddison. And number 1, Declan Rice. 3 English players in the top 3. What are the chances, boys? Let's be realistic.
I love this show.
Subscribe to the channel. Thank you for coming. Filthy at 5.com.
Filthy.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.